Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. Today's guest is Sarah Hurley. She is a homeschool mom of four and also the director of operations for Falcon Aero Lab. We are discussing her experience home educating her children, and also her grown passion for serving homeschool families with Falcon Aero Lab. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here. You know, I'm wondering what guided your passion to homeschool?
You know, it started out very simply as the school district just wasn't serving our two older kiddos, and so we decided to make the leap hesitantly as a trial run. We decided we'd try it for 1 year and see how it went, and oh my gosh, we were just so excited about the changes that were made just within our family and the blessings that were really brought into our lives at that point. The time together was huge. So yeah, that's how it all got started, on a very hesitant path, but ended up being the best choice that we've made. So yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people that I talk to have that same story, that it's just been such a blessing to homeschool their children. And then the relationships that are just solidified and built through homeschooling, and we don't even realize that that can be an option.
I 100% agree. That is one of the things that I think has been the hardest, though, thinking about our oldest leaving the nest and moving on, that all of us are so attached to her. It's not just mom and dad, but all the younger siblings. And we all just think, oh my gosh, that's going to rock our world. We've all spent so much time together. So it is, it's definitely a bittersweet, but yeah, just watching all four of our kids really have that connection and care so deeply for each other. It's a really, it's definitely a benefit we didn't expect. That's been a lot of fun to watch that grow.
Yeah, I've had that same experience in my homeschool, where my youngest knows my oldest and is best friends even still with 13 years difference.
So it's so sweet. It really does warm my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you explain what your homeschool experience looked like at the beginning and how that evolved over time?
Yeah, so I would say we've definitely made a lot of changes. We're just wrapping up our 8th year of homeschool, which I didn't realize until somebody else had asked me how long we'd been homeschooling, and I had to do the math, and I was like, wow, the time has gone by so quickly. But we definitely started out coming out of public school and really tried to do the let's replicate school at home attitude, and we're very structured and felt like, you know, things needed to look like school. That was really, after our first year, I think we realized how much freedom we had and that, yeah, it didn't have to look like that. So as the years have gone by, we've really just definitely relaxed and have really entertained different ways that homeschool could and should look like. So we, this year even has been a big change for us. My husband is actually homeschooling, doing most of the homeschool for our two younger boys that are 10 and 12. And I really am just homeschooling one grade this year, which is the 10th grade. That is a huge,
yeah,
huge change. So it's been pretty cool to just have to focus on one kid. But even just between my husband and I, we have very different ways of homeschooling. He loves the textbooks, and I am much more free range and and unschooling, structured unschooling. But so even just between the two of us in our family, it's funny to watch how differently we prefer to do that. So
yeah,
I had to hand over control and not tell him how to do it, which is very difficult for me. I would say that's been a period of personal growth for myself as well.
Yeah, I think homeschooling really does grow parents a lot, and I love the flexibility of homeschooling for sure. So, you know, you started with Falcon Aero Lab at some point. How did you hear about them?
Right. This is probably the funniest way to have heard about it, but we had just moved out to the middle of nowhere on a farm out in southeast Colorado. We were living up in northern Colorado prior to that. And we arrived in southeast Colorado and looked around for what was available. And sadly, there was nothing. It was a kind of a desert of options, and we were very used to having all sorts of different opportunities. We were very engaged with our homeschool group. And so a friend of ours from Northern Colorado sent us the link to Falcon Aero Lab and said, "Hey, it'll be a drive for you guys, but it might be something to consider if you really, need something to plug into." And we looked at it, and my husband has always That's kind of always been on his bucket list to get his private pilot's license and learn how to fly. And so I think there was a little bit of like, I want to do this program. But the more we looked at it, for our oldest at the time, we saw it as a challenge for her. She is very much a literal child. She loves to read, she loves to write. And so this thought of really putting her in opportunity to be very hands-on was a way to kind of push her out of her comfort zone. And so yeah, we heard about Falcon Air Lab way up north from a friend in northern Colorado, and somehow it all worked out.
Wow, that is quite amazing, and to stretch our kids outside their comfort zone is
Right?
great.
Is that that might be a favorite thing of homeschool parents who are like, "You do this so well. Let's find something that you need help with, or that might challenge you." I think that is something homeschool parents do really well. I'm sure our kids will appreciate it in the end, but
I think so. It'll grow them and in a myriad of ways. And I really think God wastes nothing. He just uses it all.
agreed, agreed. And that has really been, I think, the biggest blessing of it all is that we are not an aviation family, although my husband had an interest in that, never pursued it. So to watch our oldest just find this spark of her true love and passion for aviation, that would have never happened without Aerolab, which is such a cool thing to think about. I mean, it's just, again, such a blessing to think how our paths crossed and the roundabout way that it happened. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is amazing. So then what guided you to work with Falcon Aerolab? How did that passion grow?
That is definitely, honestly, just started as a parent, and my oldest Ella just fell in love with it, and we fell in love with the program. It really, I can 100% say we looked at this program and thought, this is what education should look like. This is the way we want our kids to be involved in education, the hands-on, the applicable matter. And the instructor, John Hurd, at that time was just amazing and wonderful. And Mark Hyatt, as the founder, really just pulled us in. So ultimately, it was kind of selfish because I said, "What do you need so that Aerolab is around for my other three kids?"
Wow.
How can I help so that
Oh.
this is around in the years to come, because I want all of my kids to have this experience. So that's really how it started. I started doing simple things like starting their Facebook page and their website, and then they needed somebody to help with registration, and I said, "Yes, let me jump on board." And it's all just kind of blossomed and grown from them. It's really given me an outlet to express just my passions for education and how differently it can look and how well that can go when it looks differently than traditional in school education. So it's just been a great fit all around.
Oh, that's great. So, what do you do as the director of operations now?
I think the question is more probably what don't I do?
Okay.
It's been a wonderful opportunity. Mark has let me kind of dabble in everything and let me help out with just about every aspect of Aerolab, and has really brought me into the fold as things I go, "Oh, I find that interesting. Oh, I like the way that looks." So I've instructed. We started a class out in Los Animas where our farm was. So my husband and I co-taught that for a couple of years, and then moved on to a little bit more of the actual helping to develop the classes and the content and scheduling and organizing. And so yeah, it really I've seen a lot and got to have my hand on a lot of the development of what it is now, and it's really exciting. It makes it all worthwhile when you see how many kids we're blessing and really opening eyes to what can be. It's really exciting to watch these kids meet these goals and do hard things. That's a
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing Falcon Aerolab and what you do there and your heart for homeschooling the kids and serving other homeschool families. When we come back, Sarah and I will share valuable advice with parents who are homeschooling teenagers. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm talking with Sarah Hurley. She has some valuable advice to share with parents who are homeschooling teenagers. Sarah, what has been the biggest aha moment in your homeschool adventure?
Oh man, I think it is mostly that it doesn't have to look like school. I kind of mentioned that before as we've developed our homeschool and what that looks like for our family, but allowing our kids to really find a passion and jump all in, that's probably been the biggest aha moment that has served us well. Our oldest, Ella, really got into flight training and just decided her whole senior year, that's pretty much what she spent doing, just flying airplanes for, 3 to 5 times a week and just studying her tail off, and really she was able to accomplish so much. So I think just knowing that it's okay to let them really dig into something when they're there. She had the luxury though of having a lot of her credits already taken care of by taking dual enrollment classes since she was young. So having the flexibility for her to do that, and again, even just taking the dual enrollment classes at a young age, she was ready for that, and so why not? It was definitely not like the school district that wants you to wait till they're, in 11th or 12th grade before they offer that.
Yeah, that's what I love about homeschooling is we can figure out what our children's interests are and then let them delve into it and see if that really is their interest, first of all, but then also help them forward their goals.
Yes, I agree 100%. And if it turns out to not be a long-lasting interest, it's really great to figure that out before you've sent them away to college to study that, or put out a lot of funds to find out that really was just maybe a phase and not
That's
a
true.
lifelong passion.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, and I love that about homeschooling. If we figure out their passions, then it seems that they tend to study better and they're more excited about learning as well. Have you had an experience like that?
Absolutely, 100%. If we can somehow relate it back to something they're interested in, which I think is really easy to do with homeschool, you get to know your kids so well that you're like, hey, this might be exciting if I present it in this way. The only thing I haven't figured out is how to make grammar exciting.
Oh.
I haven't figured out a way to relate that back to something and make it more exciting. It's just, it might be one of those things you just have to trudge through.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the kid too. My oldest, she's actually a writer and she's written 3 books and edits my work. So, yeah,
Amazing.
well, I
So
think it's their passion, you know.
maybe she needs to come teach grammar at our house.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. So, hey, what is the best advice you can give a homeschool parent with young teens?
I think just to let them take ownership of their education, really allow them to be part of the decision making and what each year looks like. We've always kind of made the commitment to our kids that we would reassess each year and make changes to give them what they need. And so I think just having that ownership over their education has been a huge part for them of being successful in completing their work and just finding what their pathway is, because it looks different with all of them so far.
Yeah, it really does. And I've noticed sometimes when kids are in charge of their education and how that looks, they gain a lot of skills. What kind of skills have you noticed Ella gaining?
I mean, just I think aviation just in general is an amazing way to teach life skills. There's so much responsibility that happens there. They really have to be able to make good decisions and trust those decisions that they've made. There's so much studying that goes along with aviation. That is one thing that kind of surprised me is that it's a lot of studying, it's a lot of book work that goes along, but again, they're motivated because the flying piece is so much fun for them that the studying is just like, okay, I have to do this to do that. That's okay. I'm okay with that. But yeah, just to really be able to let them learn for themselves and make those mistakes and decide that, you know, maybe that wasn't the best choice and have a little bit of personal consequence. I think that helps. That's helped all of them when they have some voice in the matter. They can take responsibility too.
And that's a big skill you'll put to anything you do in life.
Agreed. Yes, it's probably most adults learn that at a much later point in life. It's been helpful to know that ahead of time.
Yeah, that's so true. So, I'm curious, how did the various courses at Falcon Aerolab grow students? Because there's more than flying. So, if you can go into that'd be great.
Yes, it was it's really been a lot of demand from our parents. You know, I think they went through our 1A program, our intro program, and thought, oh, that was really cool. I love the way that this content is presented. I love the instructors. What about if we did this pathway or that pathway rather than aviation in terms of just flying? But there is a group of parents that are very strong voiced, and that is the homeschool parents in general. They feel pretty good about telling us what they would like to see, which has been really helpful because we've created the content based on demand, which is a good, I think, a good business strategy. It almost means our classes are already filled before we start the year. So it's been a good experience, but I personally have kiddos that are not as fond of flying as my oldest, and so it's given them an opportunity to also be involved in Falcon Aerolab and see some of the other ways that STEM can be incorporated in a career, and other ways that aviation can be presented without the flying piece. So yeah, we've definitely had kiddos in both sections of Aerolab, the flight and the non-flight.
So your younger kids, what are some of the courses that they're into?
Right, they are both just young enough to do our Young Falcons right now. I have one that will be old enough to do our intro class next year, which he's that's kind of how Young Falcons was developed, is he was watching his sisters go through Aerolab and he it's like, why do I have to wait to be 12? Can you guys just find something for me to do? And so we created Young Falcons to really incorporate our 9, 10, and 11-year-olds. We say that's one of the benefits of having my hand in so much is that if my kids want to do it, there's probably other kids that want to do it too. But yeah, so we started Young Falcons, and that's been a really cool experience. It's a much more broad topic STEM class for that age group. And so yeah, we will have one going into the intro class next year, and our littlest guy is going to do one of our partnered Kilroy's classes next year, which is a wonderful opportunity for them to kind of extend their knowledge base into a different section of skill sets that we don't offer at Aerolab. So we're really excited about that partnership with Kilroy's.
Yeah, that is really a neat addition.
Yeah.
My son was excited about that
Right.
as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where might listeners find out about Falcon Aerolab?
I think probably the biggest resource is our website, falconaerolab.org. There's lots of information on there, all of our contact information. We do try to post pretty regularly on Facebook about things that we have going on. And then always happy to connect with parents and with students that are interested in Aerolab. I think my contact information is the one on the website as well. But yeah, those are probably the three easiest ways to get in touch with us.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Sarah, thank you for providing listeners with insight into ways that parents can minister to our teenagers' passions and support their futures. Join us next time on part two when I discuss the classes that Falcon Aerolab first offered, how it has grown, and the exciting plans that they have for the future. This is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.